A good Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Balak, Tav Shin Ayin Hey. This week we read in Parshas Balak about the episode of Bilam. Bilam attempts, thinks he can curse Klal Yisrael, which is obviously not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wish, so he was not successful in that desire to curse Klal Yisrael Chas V'Shalom, but rather he gave us a big, huge bracha. And in that bracha, the Pasuk tells us, Lo Hibit Oven B'Yakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not see any sin is in Yaakov, Lora, Amal Yisrael. He doesn't see also Lashon of Avera as well. He doesn't see any Averas by us. And then the pasuk continues, Hashem Okav Imo, God is with His nation. Usruas Melechbo. Rashi explains that Usruas is a language of Chiba, language of Reus, as it says in Shoftim. V'yidnod Lemereyu, Mereyu Lashon Truas Melechbo. And in the next pasuk, it says, "Kel motzi miMitzrayim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu took him out of Mitzrayim. Kesoafos reimlo, according, literally translated, according to the intensity of his loftiness, according to this, the love that exists between Klal Yisrael and Hakadosh Baruch Hu, according to his great ways. Now, in many portions of Bali, what's the connection between these two pasukim? Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't see any iniquity by us. He didn't see any averus by us. We have a great relationship with him. And then the pasuk tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. So I saw it brought down in the name of the Pnine Kedem, who quotes the Mishnah Lamelech, the following idea. When Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Tezayim Beis, discusses, of course, the episode with Yishmael when he's but a youngster, and the Gemara concludes, Ein Donam Es Adam El Fi Ma'isav Shal Oysa Shal. That a person is judged only according to how their deeds and their actions exactly at that moment. Even though the Malachim came to Kadosh Baruch Hu and told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, no, Yishmael is going to cause Ara Yom Hazeh, terrible tzar to Klal Yisrael. How can you keep him alive? It says in the pasuk, Kishama Elokim Esko Anar Ba'asher Husham. So that's what it says in the pasuk. So even though Yishmael's future generations are going to cause terrible damage and terrible destruction and sour and pain to the Jewish people in the future, it doesn't make a difference. Right now, we judge him b'asher husham. But in contrast to that, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at Klal Yisrael, it's very, very different than that. It's not about the fact that in the future he sees no damage. On the contrary, it's pum fakir. Why were the Jewish people zelicha to be taken out of Mitzrayim? Pasuk tells us, Shmos Paragimel, Pasuk Gibbez, Zelcha Hoz, Kianochi Shlachticha, Bhotiacha, Es Ami Mitzrayim, Tavdunes Elohim, Allaharazet. Zogd Rashi, and you're going to ask, Nu, what schus does Klal Yisrael have that they're going to leave Mitzrayim? This is the schus. Because in the future, they're going to be Mekabel the Torah and Har Sinai. Soon after they leave Mitzrayim, they're going to be Mekabel the Torah, and in that schus, Klal Yisrael deserves to be taken out of Mitzrayim. So you see a tremendous yisod and a tremendous riot from the Gemara that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not only for the Goyim, for everybody, he doesn't look at the iniquities in the future. Right? But when it comes to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only looks, in addition to that, he looks at the mitzvahs that are going to come from us. The truth is that resonates with the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu looked ko when he killed the Mitzri, and he realized no good is going to come from him, so he killed him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees in the future Klal Yisrael is going to accept the Torah. That already right now is a schus. That already right now is a schus to have the Jewish people have the merit to be taken out of Mitzrayim. And if you think about Har Sinai, you think about the fact that soon after Har Sinai, Bnei Yisrael sinned with Egal Zov. So how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, I'm going to take out Klal Yisrael, because why? Because they're going to accept the Torah. But why doesn't he look to the future and say, hey, but they're going to do something very bad soon afterwards. They're going to be involved in the Egel Azov. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only looks in the future to the good things we're going to do, but he doesn't look into the future the bad things we're going to do. And the Gemara in Baruch Hu speaks this out very clearly. The Gemara in Baruch Hu, the Aflamet Beis and Beis, says, what's Pshat in the Pasuk? Gam Eilat Tishkachna. This I shall forget. What's it referring to? Eila Elokecha Yisrael is referring to Egel Azov. The pasuk says, "Manochi lo ashkachek." I will not forget. That's talking about Ma'aseh Har Sinai. The Anochi is a reference to Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Later on, down in the future, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give us the Torah, he's being mistakel kaviyachol. He's looking at what the ultimate the future schus that's going to come out from Klal Yisrael, and not chas v'shalom the future downfalls and the future mistakes and the errors that Klal Yisrael will make. And this is in the juxtaposition of these two psukim. Why does Bilam mention Yitzias Mitzrayim over here after he says the pasuk lo hibit oven b'Yaakov? What's the connection? Because Bilam's telling us, Bilam's benching us as follows: that there's nothing I can do to Klal Yisrael. I can't chas v'shalom curse Klal Yisrael. You know why? Because Kol Zman, that in the future they're going to be doing good things, and that's certainly the case. So Klal Yisrael is going to be protected. Right? Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, they're going to be doing great things in the future, and therefore I'm going to save them. That's why we were able to be. That's why we had this chus to be taken out of Mitzrayim. This proves to us that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't consider any of our future averus that we're going to do, rather our zechuyos. So you see from here, I think we can learn that. First of all, you understand. Now we understand the chat and the juxtaposition of the two psukim. The reason why Lo Hibit Oven B'Yaakov is a precursor to leaving Mitzrayim. Why did Bilam throw in the fact that we left Mitzrayim? He's proving to us that Klal Yisrael we're in good standing, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is only mistakel on the mice and mitzvahs that we do and the good things that we're going to do in the future, and that already counts as a chus for us now, but not the other way around. If Chas v'Shalom Klal Yisrael is going to do an avera in the future, that doesn't count against us at that point. But I think you see that even if a person is struggling, a person feels like he's doing the wrong thing. But if he has machshavos, if he huray tshuva, if he has plans and strategies and machshavos to improve in the future, and he ultimately gets to that point, he should know that that's chus for those mice, good deeds and those mice and mitzvahs that he's going to do in the future. The chus already counts for him prior to that. I want to throw in a few more ideas about this puzzle. Lo hibit oven b'Yaakov. That Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't see any iniquity, he doesn't see any sin in Yaakov. I had this chus of talking to Lavi Greenspan, Lavi Zev ben Yehudis, and he quoted from a sefer, a Chassidus Shavur, a beautiful idea from a lady from Berditchev. It says in the pasuk, Lo hibit oven b'Yaakov, lo ra'am b'Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't see any bad and any wrongdoing in Yaakov and Yisrael. Says the Yitzchak of Radichov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. Shehakol goli v'yadu l'fanov. Kaviyachol ma'alim einov ki'enu roi et cheto shei Yehudi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right? HaKol goli l'fanecha Hashem l'okeinu. Everything is revealed in front of him. Yet what? L'hibin oven v'yakov. What do you mean? Unfortunately, people make mistakes sometimes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see it. Then we can make a kavu chomer for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who sees everything, and yet he doesn't see any iniquity in Yaakov or Yisrael and Klal Yisrael. How can we, chas v'shalom, see any iniquity in our friends and our neighbors and our fellow Jew? This resonates with the famous Dvar Torah that I love to say over from the O of Yisrael, the Abdu Rav. Right, every parsha he took out Avos Yisrael, and they said, "No, where do you see the Abdu Recha Kamocha? Where do you see Avos Yisrael in this week's parsha of Balak?" So this is what I mean, Balak. If you have to Recha Kamocha, and the obvious question is, it's supposed to be a vav and it's a beis. It's supposed to be a kaf kamocha and it's a kuf. That's exactly the point. A person wants to have avos Yisrael. You see no iniquity. It doesn't look exactly right. It doesn't make a difference. He's a yid. We always look at the positive of a Jew. We focus on the positive. It's not exactly right. It's not exactly what we thought. It doesn't. His ways, views of life don't exactly fit with our ways of life to a certain degree. Of course, we're not talking about apikorsim and so on and so forth. But the idea that just like you see a person and you seem to disagree or find some sort of fault in some of his character traits, no. Overlook that. It's the difference between a beis and a vav, beis and a vav, or the difference between a kuf and a kuf. Don't focus on the mishaps and the character traits that seem to be not in sync with our own view of life. And that's what the Rebbe is saying. The Kodesh Baruch Hu sees everything. If he doesn't see any iniquity in Klal Yisrael, alachas kama v'kama, we should also be on that level. So number one, the idea that Lo Hibit Avam Yaakov and the connection to leaving Mitzrayim and having this chus of Mitzrayim, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu sees the future in terms of our mitzvahs. And that has a tremendous hashpah. Masha Einkein, When it comes to future Averis, Kodesh Baruch Hu assumes there's no chovos upon us until Chasron we do the Ma'aseh Avera. I think it's also a tremendous reminder that a person thinks he's going to do an Avera, he's about to do an Avera, if he stops there, nothing happened. Kodesh Baruch Hu, so he's okay. But if a person has machshavos to do a mitzvah, already from the start of his machshavos, he's already piling up zuchusim. And number two, we just mentioned the idea that if a Kodesh Baruch Hu who sees everything, doesn't see iniquity in Klal Yisrael, we certainly shouldn't. And I want to end off with a maisa that I just saw in the Sefer Aleinu Shabeach, also on this pasuk, Lo hibit oven biyakov. Hibit is language of to gaze and to look. So we know certainly this time of year, and in our society, there's certainly a tremendous nisayon of Shmiras Ha'inayim. And I saw an unbelievable story here about Shmiras Ha'inayim. There's a bachur in yeshiva, and he was on his way to Yeshivas HaNegev. And on the bus, he was sitting next to somebody, or perhaps a picture that was inappropriate. So he decided that he was going to take the initiative, he was going to move himself to the back of the bus. He didn't want to be exposed to such a sight, so he went to the back of the bus and he dozed off. And he dreamed that under the seat where he was sitting before was a bomb. Okay, so he woke up, and sure enough, he walked to the front of the bus and he noticed under where he was sitting beforehand was a bag with some wires sticking out. And he immediately alerted the bus driver. And the bus driver stopped the bus. Everybody went off the bus. And sure enough, they called in what's called Chablanim, I guess in America, the sappers, or the bomb squad. And sure enough, they were able to neutralize the bomb. And Baruch Hashem, nothing happened. And it was a tremendous, tremendous nace, and all the papers are talking about it. I mean, this is many, many years ago, as you'll see in a moment. And everybody knew the story that this bocher noticed the bag, but they didn't necessarily know that it was in the schus of the Shmiras Ha'inayim. Now, soon afterwards, this bocher went to Nitivot. He went to the famous Baba Tzali, Zecher Tzadik Vrochon. Right away, when he walked into the Baba Tzali, Baba Tzali said, "I see that you were just saved from a big accident. That and also, he gave him a bracha, and you should just know that the terrorist who planted the bomb is already in jail." And the bacher said, okay. And a few days later, a police officer came to see the Baba Sali to talk about something else. And this bacher met this policeman, and he told him that the Baba Sali already said that the guy is, this terrorist is already in jail. And sure enough, he looked into it, and he was taka correct that this the terrorist who planted the bomb was arrested on something very, very minor, I guess, that day. And soon afterwards, it was clear that he was the one who placed the bomb on the bus. And the Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein wants to bring out a tremendous Musar Haskel over here, that we see that the schar mitzvah, right? A person was in a situation where he was exposed to something that was inappropriate for him to look at, and he went ahead and he moved his seat. So he was able to save many, many lives, and many lives are saved. So of course, in that particular story, the schar, the reward, is seen very, very clearly. A guy is shomer hazeinayim, he saves himself and saves many, 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 many people. But most of the time, the schar is not necessarily seen. But we have to realize, mamish, we have to think about this. Anytime we prevent ourselves from doing a sin, every time we shomer hazeinayim, I want to tell you, I heard last week in a shmooze from Rav Fredman Shlita, after somebody from my neighborhood unfortunately passed away suddenly, he said that if a person is shomer hazeinayim in this world in our generation for a week, it's mistaken shmiras hazeinayim from previous generations for 80 years. We can't even imagine, and we're living in a generation where we have many, many challenges, but we have to tell ourselves that if we're misgaber, if we kind of miss this, and we follow the ways that we're supposed to, the schusim are astronomical. And I think, considering what I haven't really been up with the news lately, but considering what's going on in the world and all the different terror organizations, we understand one thing: Kodesh Baruch Hu is running the world. And as we see, if we kind of miss this, if we go with derech haTorah, with Yir Shemayim, excel in our avodas Hashem, And now, Ben Adam Malcolm has seen this story, certainly, and Ben Adam Lachavero, in terms of not seeing any iniquity, not seeing any negativity in our friends, and Mamish seeing the best in people. As we enter into the 3 weeks, we should get into full gear in our Avodas Hashem, both in Ben Adam Malcolm, certainly, and both in Ben Adam Lachavero as well. And Be'ezus Hashem, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, right, what should the person do to be nitzol from Chevel Mashiach? He should be Oisek v'Teira u'Gmilas Chasadim. He should be Zeche. So number one, always have the schusim of the mitzvahs that we're going to do in the future. Number two, see the good in everyone and not the negative in anybody, just like Kodesh Baruch Hu. And number three, mamish b'shomer arinayim and do any mitzvah that we can as a schus for ourselves, our families, our communities, and all of Klai Yisrael. Have a wonderful Shabbos.